At town meeting next Tuesday, voters will decide whether to borrow around $3 million to replace aging facilities for police and fire departments and to renovate the public works office. As VPR Charlotte Albright reports, the issue is dividing candidates for the select board.
Hidden behind Norwich's stately public library, there's a nondescript one-story building with a leaky roof and rotting siding. It's the police department. As he points out its deficiencies, Chief Doug Robinson says he hopes voters will finance the workplace he says his officers and firefighters badly need.
And that's the thing. I mean, it is a very affluent community, and this is what they put their police department in. But if you can walk outside, you can look through here. This is the T111 siding, and you see down there where it's all rotting. And if you look up there, you can see where the water's starting to come through on the eaves.
Criminal evidence gets laid out on the same kitchen table where the officers eat lunch. And when the evidence storage closet is full, the overflow is locked in the chief's office. There is wide agreement in Norwich that the police station, as well as an undersized firehouse that doesn't have showers, should be upgraded. But not everyone is on board with a bond issue on the town meeting ballot this year. At a recent forum for select board candidates, two incumbents who favor the bond, Kevin Moran and Christopher Ashley, squared off against two challengers who oppose it, Mary Layton and Chris Clement. All four contenders agree the current facilities are inadequate, but the challengers think the price tag is too high, and they want more time to assess alternatives. Layton says she firmly supports better workplaces for police, firefighters, and public works crews, but wants to make sure they are affordable in a town where some residents are struggling to pay their tax bills.
So finding that happy balance is the trick, and it's been controversial. And it's sort of gone in a couple of different directions. So the voting booth may be the ultimate arbiter of how that turns out.
But at the forum, incumbent Keith Moran said low interest rates, plus the need to start construction before prices rise, convinced him to back the bond, even though at first he was skeptical.
This is when we should do it, because if we wait even a year, the thing could be costing us another $1 million for the same project if the interest rates went up 1.5%.
The select board has scaled down the project from an original price tag of $7 million to around $3 million. But if the bond fails, they say they will have to go back to the drawing board. The fire department will hold an open house on Saturday. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.